Nħakom għal program Dilemmatika, program illi ser ikun qiegħed magħkom matul dawn ix-xhur tal-iskeda biex ngħidlek tal-ħarifa, program fejn se nkunu qegħdin nanalizzaw diversi temi illi intkom tkunu smajtu bihom, però se nkunu qed inħarsu lihom minn diversi perspettivi ħalli ngħinukom taslu għall-konklużjonijiet tagħkom. Jina, wahda mill-aktar sejjer li laqtittni matul dawn dawn is-snin, pratikament, hija storja ta' tfajla, ta' zazua li madwar sentejn ilu, propju fiż-żmien ta' settembru ta' sentejn ilu, kella incident waqt li marret ħarġet mal-ebib tagħha kif jagħmlu żgħażagħ kollha. U emmek il-ħajja ta' din il-persuna imbidlet, però jina nqis li din il-persuna mhux sempliċement ħajjita mbidlet u saret traċedja imma mid-diffikultajiet li kien hemm din it-tfajla provat toħroġ ngħidu hekk it-tajjeb ukoll. Jina fil-fatt miegħi għandi it-tfajla vlada li kella dan l-inċident li qed insemmu u magħha se nitkellmu ftit fuq din it-tema tant importanti l-istorja tagħha, però fl-istess ħin se nkunu qed innallaċċjawha ma' dilemma etika li forsi xi wħud minna għandna dwar jekk l-stem cell treatment u l-stem cell research humiex ġustifikabbli għandix naċċettaw mhux tajjeb li jkollna dan it-trattament. Vlada raġunijiet ovvija hija tfajla Ukrania u xek mill-Ukrania u allura se nkunu qegħdin naqilbu għall-Ingliż biex nkunu nistgħu nagħmlu din intervista. First of all I would like to thank you Vlada for joining me in this radio show. It is actually the first program in the series. I would like to thank you for agreeing, accepting to share your story. Vlada, what happened in a nutshell on the, if I'm not mistaken, on the 14th September of 2008?
Mm-hmm. There was a party organized in a public place in Aura, and me and my friends, we went to this party, and a scaffolding that was holding the lighting equipment near the stage collapsed, and it fell on several people. I think around 7 people were hurt, and including me, but I mean, I was the one who got hurt the most. And after the accident, I had a spinal cord injury because the scaffolding collapsed straight on my back. And after that, I couldn't walk.
I see. What went through your mind? That I probably loads of things, but what came to mind as soon as you started realizing what had happened?
I didn't have time to sort of, you know, how would you say it, be depressed and, you know, be angry at life and at circumstances, because I had lots of support from my friends, from my family, from people I don't even know. So, I mean, from the first day, everyone thought it would be okay. So everyone was telling me, you know, put your energy, put your mind to the, just to get better, you know.
Mm. Initially, I mean, people, when they think about a spinal injury, they think about a permanent injury.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, at one point from one of the interviews you had with, also with Christian Pellegrin from the Times of Malta, mm-hmm. with whom we have also an interview later on in this program, but Christian Pellegrin, who followed your story and regularly gives an update of what is happening, talks about these people from the medical sector were telling you, listen, I mean, get used to the situation. You are in the situation, and probably you'll be in the situation forever. What was your reaction on that?
Well, the first thing, I think on the first or on the second day, when my mom was in hospital, the doctor told her that there's only 1% chance that I'd ever stand up and I'd ever walk. And, you know, it was very shocking. But the thing is, the person who believes is the person who wins. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in something that is going to help you. And I'm sure that there will. I mean, in our planet, nothing is impossible. I believe if people fly to space, I'm sure that something will help me to stand up and walk.
But Christian actually reported in an article on Wednesday, 11th August,
mm-hmm.
where he says paralyzed gymnast Vlada stands again, and you say, I think it's a quote that he took from you, from the interview he mm-hmm. did with you, have faith in the treatment.
Yes.
So what happened then? Then you are doing rehab probably.
Mm-hmm.
How did the issue of stem cell?
Well, this was purely my own initiative. I mean, no one
told you about it.
No, not at all. But I mean, I spent 4 months in hospital, so I had plenty of time.
Mm.
You know, I had my computer, internet, so everything, whatever was done, it was done out of my own initiative. And stem cells is not the first thing that I actually found. There are other things, that the other research that's going on in England at Cambridge University, and the scientists are trying to come up with some special either it's also a treatment that would help the regeneration of nerves, but that is not applied to patients yet. It's still in the pipeline. I mean, they didn't even start clinical trials. So that was, I mean, why I chose stem cells, because first of all, it's applied to patients. I mean, people are already using it, and there are already successful results. And there are people who started walking after this treatment. There are people who started feeling them, I mean, their body much better. And the place where I went, the field of stem cells was studied by Professor Bruchowiecki. It's a Russian doctor who has been on this for about 10 years. And I mean, I talked to him personally, and he said, why did I start doing this? Because he was working in the, I mean, he was one of the doctors, neurosurgeons, if I'm not mistaken, or neurologists too, in the Russian army. And he said that the society needs soldiers, for example, to go and fight, to go to war, you know, to protect the country. But once they get injured, and lots of soldiers get injured, no one needs them anymore. And this, I mean, the situation is not that bad only in Russia. I mean, I think in many countries,
mm-hmm.
for example, if a soldier gets injured, he is disabled for the rest of his life, and he's cut out from the society. I mean, not completely, but his life is much more difficult. So he said, I was seeing this, and I said that I will help them, and he started doing research on stem cells, and the first trials were done on soldiers, and they've been noticing that it helps them, and then they started applying it to other patients.
How long was this when he started, when he actually started this?
If I'm not mistaken, it was around 10 years ago.
So it's quite recent.
Yes, it's very innovative. I mean, it's not that it was being done for ages, but it's, I mean, the results show that it's very promising. And in fact, there are other hospitals in Russia. For example, there was a case where Russian doctors, they cultivated skin, human skin,
mm-hmm.
for a person who had 90% a burn on his body. And they grew skin from stem cells. And so it's not only for spinal cord injuries. Stem cells is a very broad subject. I mean, they use it for brain damage, for cerebral palsy, for spinal cord injuries, to grow heart arteries. So I mean, it's very broad, to even to cure cancer.
But is he still doing clinical trials? Are you part of a
no.
group of people who are doing it, participating in a clinical trial?
It's not a clinical trial. It's already an established treatment, and there is a procedure, and it has been applied to a lot of people over, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's more than 1,000. I mean, when I've been there, the clinic is full. I mean, there are 35 beds in this place, and it's always full. And I mean, I've seen people from all over the world, from Greece, from America, from Libya, from everywhere.
I'm curious, how come it happens in Russia and it doesn't happen in Europe or North America? I
mean, because in Russia it wasn't prohibited. The research was not prohibited.
I see.
In America, the only last year, Barack Obama, not last year, 2008, Barack Obama actually allowed this research to be done with government support. Sort of at the time, only private clinics could do research, you know, the the government didn't sponsor them. In Russia, it was different. The scientists were allowed to do research, to apply this to patients. And as I said, the clinical trials were done on soldiers. And now, in Europe, there is a clinic as well in Germany. It's called Excel Center. But the thing is, there is a different technique. They use a different technique to what it is in Russia. But in, I think, the Russian clinic, it's older than the one in Germany.
Do you know of people who have gone through this treatment successfully?
Yes, I have.
You have met people?
Yes, I have met. And my mom was actually holding this girl's hand, and they were walking together. And I have a friend in America. She had an accident when she was 16, and she had an injury at the neck level. Okay. Mine is at the chest level, and hers was at the
which is even more serious.
Yes, she couldn't even move her hands. She couldn't. She was practically. She couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And following this.
Yes,
this
and she's been going there for about 3 years now, and she walks.
What is the rate of success of such a?
It's very different. It's very difficult to say because there is no such fixed rate of success. Because as I was talking to the professor, no one is the same. No one, for example, if you hit two people, you can't. Their injury is not the same. It can't be the same, exactly the same. You know, the level of injury, the severity, for example. Someone can have their spine completely cut off, spinal cord. Some can have just a compression. So it depends, obviously, on the level of injury, on the time that passes. Because as more time passes, your muscles, they atrophy. Atrophy, yes.
Okay.
And that's why I started, I started this treatment as soon as possible, as soon as I could go. Because the more time passes, the more it's harder to get back what you lost, you know.
When you started talking about this thing,
mm-hmm.
About actually considering stem cell treatment,
mm-hmm.
when you were talking to the medical community, what was the reaction? Sort of stop denying that you have this injury, you know, try to adapt to your situation, or was it, did they encourage you, or were they, what was the general reaction? General reaction, obviously I'm not
general reaction,
in the individual reaction
was skeptic. There were a lot of skeptics, because I don't blame anyone, because it's very new. No one ever did it. As far as I know, no one in Malta ever went for this treatment with a spinal cord injury and was successfully cured, you know. It's very innovative because it's very recent. And yes, I had some people telling me don't go around the world wasting money. But it's up to the person. I think the worst enemy is yourself. You have to overcome your doubts. You have to overcome your laziness. So you shouldn't listen to other people's opinion. If you believe in the path that you're going, I think it doesn't really matter what others say. Others were very encouraging because, there were some other doctors which, how would you say it, had their mind more open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's our world is so dynamic. We're changing all the time, and you have to change as well with the scientific research. You have to accept the changes.
When you go to Russia, so you've been to mm-hmm. Russia, is it two times or is it?
The treatment is, the doctor.
How does it work? How does the treatment work? What happens?
What happens? So the first time I went, I spent a month there. The first week is dedicated to complete checkup. All the organs are checked, all the, what situation you are at the moment. Then, if everything's okay, if you don't have any deadly diseases or whatever, and the doctors see that it's. And the doctors actually tell you if it can help you, because if they see that, it's to be a waste of money, in converted commas, they tell you that, listen, you can try it, but I don't think that it will be successful. But in my case, I mean, they said that there is a very good chance that, you know, it's not really the worst case that can actually happen, because there were people that come absolutely not, that they can't even talk. And the second week is dedicated to collection of stem cells. I mean, the extraction for about 4 days, a special medication or something like that is injected in your system, so that the stem cells from bone marrow are gone in your go to your blood, mm-hmm. because, you know, for example, when you get a cold, you know, the immune system reacts to the bacteria, and they immediately extract stem cells from bone marrow, you know, to generate new healthy cells. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is a similar, you know, procedure. Yes, the immune system is tricked, sort of, that, you know, there is some foreign body inside you, so that the stem cells are extracted in your blood. Then on the fifth day, there's the extraction of stem cells. So there is a special machine, and the about 4 liters of blood are pumped out of your body, and stem cells are extracted from this blood due to the centripetal force, which is used in this machine. And then the stem cells, they're kept in a special bag. Anyway, and the rest of the blood, it travels back to your body. And then these stem cells, they are divided into 20 doses. They are kept in the bank in this hospital, because the clinic is based on a huge
campus.
Yes, it is an oncological hospital in Moscow. It's very, very big. It's massive. I mean, I think it would take a day to go around.
Awesome.
Yes, and this clinic is based in this hospital. I mean, it's 5 floors, and it's private. I mean, the hospital is government owned, but the clinic is private.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there is the best equipment. So obviously, if anything happens, you know, all this, everything is there. So the stem cells are kept in the bank, and every time you go there, you get this dose of stem cells injected in your spinal cord. So they defrost them and inject it in your spinal cord. It's very, it's not painful at all. I mean, and there are no side effects, as in not like chemotherapy, for example, that you lose your hair or something. You know, it affects your whole immune system. It's actually even better, because, you know, the more the stem cells are sort of like new, young cells that, you know, renew your body. So what happens is that the nerve cells inside the spinal cord, they're renewed, and actually the part that was cut, you know, it's restored.
And have you seen developments?
Yes, of course, I've seen developments.
Apart from the actual standing again, but through scans and through x-rays,
yes.
Do you actually see, you've seen changes?
Yes, because they have this special machine, for example, they stick neurons to your brain, mm-hmm. like to your head and to your toes, and then an electric impulse passes. Okay. Very interesting. They pass an electric impulse, and they see how, because our nerves, it's like an electric wire, yeah. You know, a copper wire, actually, you know, the electricity passes through them, and they see, for example, how much they electricity they passed and how much they've collected from the brain, and like that they can see, for example, how, for example, the speed at, I mean, how fast the current mm-hmm. passes. And I've seen that, for example, in November when I've been, I mean, there was particular results, and now that I've been in July, it's improving.
I
mean, not majorly, like, I mean, by a number of times, but there are improvements.
And for how long does this treatment usually take?
Usually, I mean, the doctors suggest to take it for 2 years, this whole procedure, and come every 3 months, because the stem cells are active for 3 months. So, for example, And I've noticed, for example, last when I went in November, I had a progress for 3 months. I mean, constantly improving, you know, getting stronger. And then after 3 months, I just, whatever I got, it was there. You know, I didn't get any major changes, you know. So after 3 months, the sort of the progress stops. Whatever you got, you got. And then,
but progress stays there.
Yes, yes.
It is retained. The yes. developments or the improvements.
Yes, of course. After November, I started crawling. I mean, I can still crawl.
I see.
So basically, I've regained hip muscle.
Okay. I mean, this is a silly question, but I imagine that this costs loads and loads of money.
Yes.
How are you managing to cope with such an expense?
Well, the first time I heard this, the amount of money that I would need, I mean, it was quite shocking, but as I said, nothing is impossible, and if you really want to do something, you can do it. And in fact, my friends and my family, my schools, they helped me to launch a fundraising campaign that helps me to collect the amount that I need.
How much do you envisage that this treatment will cost you?
Well, we estimated around, I mean, even from past, from people who already have been there, they said that they spent around $150,000, well, euros. The first time I went, it was 23,000. The second time I went, because I stayed only for 12 days, it was 7,000. I mean, with the tickets and the stay there. You know,
yeah,
because
so you need somebody to accompany you as well.
Yes, of course. My mom comes with me.
So the costs are enormous. If I'm not mistaken, there's an NGO that supports. You know, you have a campaign, a Vlada campaign, uh-huh. where you have a.
Yes, it's the first temporary organization in Malta.
Okay. Where people can ask questions and
yes.
maybe interested in mm-hmm. supporting you.
Yes, actually, there were a number of people who actually, you know, contacted me and asked. And I'm very happy because, you know, it's always nice to contribute to something greater than yourself, you know. And actually, it was my own. When we launched the campaign, I hoped that when people hear about it, they'll have some hope that they will get better one day.
Well, I wish you luck. Just very quick, a very quick question. Do you think we should have this treatment being offered in Malta?
I think so. Yes.
Have you ever talked to politicians or policymakers and told them, listen, this should come over here, this should happen here as well?
Well, if there would be anyone interested in talking to me about it, I would be very glad. I think it is a very promising, innovative. Treatment, and I think it will work quite well. I mean, I believe when chemotherapy started a number of years ago, people were skeptical about it, but now it's widely used. And as I said, this doesn't have any side effects, and because people are scared, because there are several issues in the media that, you know, you can get cancer,
that's right,
and you know, you can develop some harmful cells from this, but this is from embryonic stem cells. What's the technique that is used in Moscow and in Germany? They use adult stem cells, so they are your own stem cells, and nothing bad was recorded. Because the doctors keep record of their patients, and that, as I said, for the past 10 years, no one ever got cancer from this.
Thank you very much. I really wish you luck. Thank you for contributing to this program. We will be having an interview with people from the medical profession mm-hmm. who will also be substantiating and supporting actually what you have been saying. And they will be talking about the sort of the technical aspects mm-hmm. Of this program, of this issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Issa fuq linja maħna għanna li Christian Perigin li huwa ġurnalist ta' Times of Malta. Christian segwa fil-qrib l-istorja ta' Vlada, nisimu.
So, I started following the story of Vlada when she organized her first press conference, where basically she spoke about sort of what happened to her, and she launched the fund to start raising money, and she spoke about the experimental treatment that she wanted to start doing. What struck me about the story was, first of all, Vlada's story was very sad. The fact that she got injured when she was quite young, this very attractive, active girl who sort of just went to a party like any of our youngsters do, and ended up severely injured because of whatever happened. And also, she didn't have much money to sort of take care of, to try and find the treatment that she needs, but her determination helped her retain her strength and look for the best treatment she could find. She was very determined to walk again and dance again. I think that's what struck everybody, the fact that she was so hopeful to get things done. Obviously, the fact that it was an experimental treatment and she was raising funds was created a bit of an ethical dilemma for the journalists, because we weren't aware of whether, you know, this experimental treatment would help or whether it was a scam, and we're a bit unsure about whether to really promote it well and make sure she gets the large amounts of money she needed. However, what I thought was important as a journalist was to be responsible enough to follow the story throughout and make sure that the money that people were donating to her was actually being spent well and she was getting the progress she was looking for. And so I made sure to every couple of months contact her, see how she's doing and see what progress she had done. And I was very impressed. I mean, after her first treatment and then again her second treatment, all of a sudden, you know, she was filled with even more confidence. She was ready to crawl and stand up and take a few paces, and it was incredible to see that sort of progress from her. I didn't have any ethical dilemmas about the stem cell part of the treatment, because first of all it was adult cells, so her own adult cells, so I don't think there were any of the ethical, moral issues which could come up with other forms of stem cell treatment. I think, although it was very expensive, her treatment has helped her. I don't know if there are cheaper forms of the treatment. I don't know if she did her research maybe as well as she could. I think she did, but obviously I'm not that informed about what other treatment there is available. I think it's good for people to know her story and to know that she managed to get the treatment she needed, that she kept on having that determination to fight on and make sure she walks again. And I think that's the most important element of the story, you know, this human story of this young girl who got injured but didn't let her injury sort of break her determination and her character and her spirit. She just kept on fighting on, did all the research she needed to do, collected the money, made a big effort, and now she's where she is today. Hopefully things will get even more better, and I will continue following the story until she does dance and party again.
Mi għaj għandil il-Fader Reza Meet. Fader Reza Meet għandu dottorat, huwa lecturer ġewwa l-Università ta' Malta fejn dan il-Fakultà ta' Teoloġija, fil-fatt huwa speċjalizzat fil-professional ethics, għalkemm huwa wkoll jagħti servizz il diversi dipartimenti, li diversi kursi ġewwa l-Università, huwa parti mill-Dipartiment tal-Moralina. Nirringrazzjak illi sibt il-ħin, Fader Reza. Din hija issue li bil-mod il-mod qed niżviluppawha. Jiena nħobb ngħid li dan huwa programm li qed jipprova jikkrea biex ngħidlek roadmap ta' din l-issue darba f'dan il-programm partikolari din l-issue madwar l-stem cells. Smajna l-istejjer ta persona smajn l-istoria ta persona li qed tipprova tħares lejn dan it-trattament bħala soluzzjoni għad-diffikultà li għaddiet minnha, però nixtieq miegħek nixtieq nesplora ftit iktar. Qabel kollox il-mistoqsija importanti x'inhu stem cell research u mbagħad u x'inhu ma' stem cells anzi u mbagħad inħarsu lejn l-aspetti wkoll etiċi il-konflitti etiċi li jista' jkun hemm forsi m'hemmx ma li jista' jkun hemm f'dil xi. Però nibdew bl-ewwel ħaġa biex ngħidlek l-iktar straightforward x'inhi stem cell.
Mela, il-ġisem huwa magħmul minn diversi ċelluli, għandek ċelluli tad-demm, għandek ċelluli tal-għadam, għandek ċelluli tan-nervituri, ċelluli tax-xar, eċetera. Dawn huma kollha ċelluli speċjalizzati f'qasam. Issa ċellula staminali hija ċellula li mhix daqshekk speċjalizzata u li minnha jistgħu jħorġu ċelluli speċjalizzati. Hemm diversi ċelluli staminali, stem cells, dawk li huma totipotenti ġifiri huma dawk li ċelluli staminali li joħorġu propju fl-ewwel jiem tal-ħajja umana, tal-embryo, li minnhom dawn iċ-ċelluli għandhom il-kapaċità li jipproduċu kull tip ta' ċellula fil-bniedem, inkluż dawk tal-placenta, inkluż dawk tal-embryonic sac, jiġifieri għandhom il-potenzjalità li jsiru embryo ieħor. Bil-mod il-mod ċelluli staminali totipotenti jitilfu dil-kapaċità u ikollhom jibqalhom il-kapaċità li jiffurmaw iċ-ċelluli kollha tal-ġisem imma mhux tal-embryonic sac u tal-placenta eċetera. Sakemm bil-mod il-mod jibqa' ċelluli staminali kif nafuhom aħna li minnhom pereżempju għandek ċelluli staminali tad-demm li jipproduċi iċ-ċelluli differenti tad-demm, għandek ċelluli staminali tan-nervituri li jipproduċu iċ-ċelluli speċjalizzati l-oħra kollha tal-nervituri. Jiġifieri ċellula staminali hija ċellula li għandha l-kapaċità li tipproduċi ċelluli differenti fil-ġisem.
Allora il-mistoqsija kważi biex ngħidlek ċentrali fl-intervista li għandi miegħek hija x'hemm kontroversjali f'din l-issju għax nibda ngħid imma dinha hija proċedura klinika hemm riċerka, hemm proċedura klinika, x'inhu dak li jagħmel din l-issju b'ċerta potenzjal għal kontroversja.
Lew nies importanti ngħidu li ċelluli staminali la darba qegħdin hemm fil-ġisem biex joħolqu ċelluli ġodda dawk li mietu jerġgħu joħolqu ġodda biex
jiġu replaced.
To replace them and replenish the body. Jiġifieri hemm potenzjal fihom. Tajjeb ngħid li inna nużaw stem cells jew ċelluli staminali fil-kura tal-bniedem għal dan l-aħħar pereżempju 20 sena. Bħal pereżempju meta xi ħadd ikollu leukemia jkollu bżonn bone marrow transplant.
Dikja aċċettabbli.
Dikja aċċettabbli, għax dan bażikament il-bone marrow transplant li nkunu qegħdin nagħmlu nkunu qegħdin jieħdu ċelluli staminali tad-demm mill-għadam ta' persuna biex intuhom lill-persuna oħra li għandha leukemia biex infejquha. Jiġifieri biex dak ċelluli staminali fil-persuna li għandha leukemia tibda tipproduċi ċelluli tad-demm b'saħħithom. Jiġifieri l-issue ta' stem cells mhix kontroversjali fiha nfisha, hija kontroversjali fuq il-mod kif ħanġibu dawn l-stem cells. Mod speċjali jekk dawn l-stem cells ħanġibuhom billi noqtlu embrijun. Jiġifieri l-idea marbuta ma' stem cells l-iktar kontroversja taħraq u jekk għandniex noqtlu embryo fil-bidu tal-ħajja tiegħu biex nieħdu l-ċelluli tiegħu. Dik hija l-iktar issue li taħraq. Ixxu zoħra.
Għalix issir ma li?
Issir.
Għalix hemm bżonn toqtu l-embrijun biex tieħu l-istem.
L-istem sessjo. Inti l-kwistjoni hu li embrijun iċ-ċelluli tiegħu tant ma jkunux għadhom żviluppati li l-istem cells iċ-ċelluli ta' embrijun fil-bidu tal-ħajja umana għandu potenzjalità li stem cell waħda tipproduċi diversi stem cell lines. Jiġifieri minn stem cell waħda tista' tipproduċi dem, għadam, muskolu, nervituri, eċetera. Mentri iktar ma nħallu żmien għaddej dir kapaċità bil-mod il-mod tonqos u pereżempju stem cell tkun kapaċi biss tagħmilek ċelluli tad-demm jew ċelluli tan-nervituri. Jiġifieri ma jibqgħux daqshekk versatili. Din ovvjament il-fatt li huma versatili ħafna tfisser mhux biss xaġa pożittiva ma tista' tkun ukoll xaġa negattiva. Għax il-fatt li huma tant versatili, jiġifieri li huwa diffiċli li t-tabib biex xjentist jikkontrollhom biex isiru iċ-ċelluli li jritu. Ġifieri llum il-ġurnata fil-fatt hemm nafu li hemm ċelluli staminali minn adulti li nagħżaw mhux xi sena imma dan l-aħħar din nagħmlu ħafna riċerka fuqhom eċetera. Li fil-fatt minkejja li huma inqas versatili. Ġifi per eżempju ċelluli staminali ta' dem minn adult ħadam millek ċelluli differenti ta' dem biss mhux ta' għadam, anka jekk hemm illum riċerka kif jippruvaw ibidluha minn ċellula ta' dem għal ċellula tal-għadam ta' nervituri eċetera, hemm tentattivi u hemm min qed jinnexxielu. Il-kwistjoni hu li hija ħafna iktar kontrollabbli meta inti tieħu ċellula staminali mill-adulti, jiġifieri. Mela, l-issues etiċi marbuta ma' ċelluli staminali huma tnejn. Waħda, l-iktar waħda prinċipali, u minn fejn ħanġib iċ-ċelluli staminali. Dan ħanqtu l-embryo, ħanqtu l-ħajja umana.
U hemmhekk jibda jkun hemm issues.
Hemmhekk dak l-issue. Imma l-issue l-oħra hija anke fuq patient safety. Jiġifieri jridu anke nitkellmu li dan jekk ħanagħmlu clinical trial ma' pazjenti u pazjenti fuq stem cell research, jiġifieri allura jridu ndaħlu l-etika kollha marbuta ma' riċerka fuq il-bnedmin, include informed consent, include kwistjoni ta' riskju, risk benefit ratio, jiġifieri anke rridu naraw safety issues marbutin magħha din ħaġa.
Jiġifieri għadna fil-fażi ta' clinical trials aħna f'dan is-settur. Għaliex il-medja rapportat kemm l-istorja ta' din it-tfajla li hija l-bażi tal-programm, però apparti jekk diversi stejjer oħrajn irrapportaw kif f'pajjiżi bħal Russja pereżempju dan it-trattament l-stem cell li sa jgħaddi minn riċerka għal treatment dan it-trattament jisu available bħala trattament, ġifieri bħal meta aħna mmorru l-Ingilterra għal trattament speċjalizzat, għax Malta m'għandniex. Jisek tmur ir-Russja għax hemm dan it-trattament, jiġifieri dan għadna fil-fażi ta' clinical trials.
Iva u le, għax inti tittara każ partikulari, jiġifieri jekk jiena ħan nitkellem fuq il-kwistjoni ta' pereżempju l-lukimja, dak kważi huwa standard treatment illum li min għandu l-lukimja ħajjieħu stem cell.
Stem cell treatment.
Stem cell transplant, jiġifieri, bażikament bone marrow transplant. Jiġifieri den hemm 20 sena ta' studju, ta' riċerka, ta' twettiq, ta' operazzjonijiet fuqha, nafu li effettiva, eċetera. Meta niġu fuq affarijiet oħra, bħal pereżempju li xi ħadd ikollu accident u jinkisillu l-spinal cord, eċetera, u jippruvaw jużaw stem cells biex joħolqu ċelluli ġodda ta' nervituri fid-dar biex kun jista' jimxi, eċetera. Hemm min qed jipprova din il-ħaġa, imma naħseb at this stage għadha riċerka. Jiġifieri issir trattament stabbli meta ikun hemm success ratio tajb ħafna u mhux biss fl-isptar wieħed imma across the globe, jiġifieri issir standard treatment.
Issa kemm ma naslu hemm. Il-komunità tal-komunità medika klinika ma tqis li l-stem cell treatment huwa available għal kollox.
Skont il-marda.
Ġviri kif għadna, l-lukimja is being dealt with imma l-affarijiet oħra.
Per eżempju, t-sokkor jista' jkun li għadha pitada nieħdu stem cells biex nagħtu transplants li n-nies li għandhom t-sokkor biex ifejqulhom il-ċelluli tal-pankreas tal-frixxa biex ifejqulhom il-marda. Imma ġviri, dan tant hemm mart li qed jiġi targeted minn stem cell research għax ix-xjenza u anke jien naħseb li huwa l-futur. Għalmenu parti mill-futur tal-medicina. Li trittara anka trattament u what it is targeting. U jekk inti, per eżempju, tagħmel suċċess bl-stem cells tad-demm, fil-każ ta' mart tad-demm, mhux neċessarjament ħas ikollok l-istess suċċess b'daqshekk ħeffa fi-stem cells marbutin man-nervituri, per eżempju. Illum il-ġurnata hemm diversi cancers, jiġifieri li anka joffru trattament minn stem cells. Ma nixiex nitħol f'dettalji partikolari, ma per eżempju tifel jew tifla li għandhom tip ta' kanser jirradjawha bir-raġġi bil-kimoterapi biex joqtlu ċelluli ħżina, qabel ma jkunu għamlek ikunu għadu stem cells minn tiegħu jew minn tagħha biex wara r-radjazzjoni jerġgħu jitwomlu biex jerġa' jibni ċelluli ħobb fuq li b'saħħithom. Jiġifieri sir. imma xorta tem element ta' riċerka, għax għadna ma nafux eżattament l-affarijiet kif jiġru, imma it's becoming widespread, ġifiri, u l-futur tal-medicina u wieħed minnhom huwa dan.
Fejn ikun storja ta' dawn l-stem cells?
L-stem cells
kif ikun fil-ġisem tagħna?
Skont li ma stem cells huma. Jiġifieri pereżempju l-stem cells tad-demm huma storjati fil-mudullum. Għax nafu li fil-mudullum il-ġisem juża l-mudullum biex jipproduċi ċelluli ġodda tad-demm. Imma hemm stem cells fi kwalunkwe parti tal-ġisem, pereżempju fl-epitilju ma' fil-ġilda hemm stem cells anka fil-mucus, illum nafu kien hemm qal li hemm stem cells anka fis-snien u fil-fatt kien hawn kumpanija Maltija qed tirreklama din ħaġa, hemm stem cells anka fil-kurdun umbilikali, hemm stem cells fix-xaħam tal-bniedem, hemm stem cells, kważi kull organu għandu ftit stem cells tiegħu.
Dal-aħħar inti fil-fatt ġibni fija wkoll, dal-aħħar qed naraw diversi kumpaniji li qegħdin proprju rreklamaw li meta t-tarbija titwielet jieħdu ftit minn dawn l-stem cells u jippreservawhom.
Iva.
X'taħseb fuq din? Din hija gimmick kummerċjali, din hija ma nafx, hija xi ħaġa li konvenjentement nistgħu naqgħu l-flus minnha jew kellha hemm jista' jkun hemm raġuni.
Mela, jien naħseb li għattu huwa kollu minnu. Li nistorjaw ċelluli staminali minn mill-kurdun umbilikali tat-tfal hija xi ħaġa pożittiva ħafna. L-ewwel nies m'għandix il-problema etika li ħanoqtlu embryun uman biex nieħdu ċelluli. It-tieni ħaġa qegħdin nitkellmu fuq ċellula staminali li mhijiex daqshekk speċjalizzata daqs li kieku ħadnija minn adult, jiġri hemm ħafna potenzjal fiha. Il-problema hi li naħseb li tagħmel jiġri fundamentalment idea tajba. Il-problema naħseb li qed tiġi kummerċjalizzata iżejjed u naħseb li għandha tkun f'idejn il-gvern mhux f'idejn kumpanija. U ħankun ċar fuq għadin, għax m'għandix xejn kontra l-investiment privat fil-ħaġa, imma il-kwistjoni hu li biex din il-ħaġa taħdem għandna bżonn pool wiesa ta' stem cells. Ġifieri il-problema ta' stem cells hi li jekk jiena ħanieħu trattament ta' stem cells minn tiegħi stess, dik mis tkun problema. Ma jekk jiena se nieħu stem cells ta' xi ħadd ieħor, se toħloq lil problema ta' riġettazzjoni ta' trapjant. Ġifieri noqgħod ħafna attent minn din. Okej? Issa qed nieħu kilwa ta' xi ħadd ieħor, din titqabel miegħi inkella ħaj kulli problemi. Issa.
Ġifieri tal-kumpaniji meta qed jgħidulek se jżommulek l-stem cells. Mhux neċessarjament they are creating a pool, qed joħolqu pool, jew qed joħolqu bank.
Qegħdin joħolqu bank.
Fis-sens għaltru jiena tinħalli tat-tfal tiegħi ħalli jekk it-tfal tiegħi kollhom bżonhom se jsibuhom. U ħalli qed inħalli tat-tfal tiegħi ħalli min ikollu bżonhom se jsibhom, hija huma żewġ issues.
Ekku żewġ issues differenti u di problema. Mela, il-kwistjoni hi meta qegħdin nitkellmu fuq il-kummerċ, dan ovvjament li inti tistorjom tqum il-flus allura x'għad ħajħallas għalihom. Bil-privat inti bażikament jiena nagħti ċ-ċelluli tal-kurdun tat-tifel tiegħi biex nistorjom inħallas biex jiġu storjati biex ċekkada pitada t-tifel tiegħi qalalu xi ħaġa ikollu stem cells. Li jgħinuh fit-trattament biex ifiq. Imma l-problema jien ngħidu li t-tifel tiegħi għal ħares qatt jinqalalu lukimja.
So.
Dan ifisser li t-tifel tiegħi x'aktarx għandu problema ġenetika. Jiġifieri l-stem cells tiegħu ma jistgħux jiġu ntużati biex infejq il-lukimja tiegħu. He needs a donor. Huh. Jiġifieri bażikament.
Nistorja xejn.
Jew inkellet nistorja biex dawk li stem cells tat-tifel A jintużaw biex ifejquli t-tifla B. Tajjeb.
Sal-ħaġa jxed jgħidu l-kumpaniji.
Eh, dik ma nitħolx fija x'ma nsegwihomx.
Il-fatt għandi wkoll f'dan il-programm għandi intervista ma' kumpanija partikolari li sen saqsihom dawn il-mistoqsijiet li se jkunna ċans nesplorawhom ukoll.
U part problema oħra hi jekk jiena ħadd stem cells minn kordun umbilikali, kemm ħadd stem cells? Jiġifieri, jekk it-tifel tiegħi qalalu xi ħaġa fi żmien 5 snin, meta jkollu 5 snin. Għandi biżjed ammont ta' stem cells biex infejqu x'aktar xiva. Ma jekk it-tifel tiegħi għandu 20-30 sena. Għandi ammont biżjed ta' stem cells biex infejqu? Ma naħsibx.
Ux garanzi hemm li l-kumpanija se tibqa' teżisti għal dosmin kollha.
Iva, ma dik kwalunkwe ħaġa, ġifieri jiena naħseb li.
Ma l-argumenti jekk li jkunu preservati mill-istat, għandek iktar ċans ngħidu hawn kif inhi.
Bażikament you have more chances also. Li inti bażikament għandek pool ta' HLA typing, jiġifieri għandek ċans iktar li jiena jekk għandi bżonn stem cells ħansib xi ħadd li jaqbel miegħi. L-għallura nistenifu dawk l-stem cells biex infiq. Bażikament, fuq dil-ħaġa, importanti kun hemm pool kbir ta' stem cells li jistgħu.
Ma mbagħad min se jgawdi minnu anke minn min ma ħallix l-stem cells?
Jema kieku tkun il-gvern, jiġifieri il-gvern f'opinjoni tiegħi ġifieri mhux bi
banku.
Jibda joħloq banku u kull min jitwielet il-gvern joffri
l-possibilità. Taħseb li dik hija xi ħaġa li wieħed irid ħares liha?
Jien naħseb għandha idea tajba.
Ma tajjeb allura li tobbligani, da bħal meta.
Mhux nobbligak.
Le?
Le, mhux nobbligak. Jiena nibda mill-libertà.
Għalhekk hemm ixju.
Imma huwa servizz li joffri l-gvern, hemm lin-nies, ovvjament inti tagħti il-stem cells tal-kurdun tat-tifel tiegħek lill-gvern lill-bank tal-gvern, bl-idea li jekk inqala każ Malta għandu bżonn dawk l-stem cells jużhom. Jiġifieri ħadd ieħor juża l-stem cells tat-tifel u t-tifel jekk għalli ħares għati għal xi ħaġa juża stem cells ħadd ieħor. Jiġifieri jkun hawn pool ta' ċelli staminali li jkunu jistgħu jintużaw.
Ixu interessanti, għalli insaqsik ukoll ma rridx inpoġġi f'pożizzjoni skomda fis-sens illi għaliex ma tlekx biex tiġi f'dan ir-rwol, imma ir-rwol tal-Knisja. Il-pożizzjoni tal-Knisja f'dan id-dibattitu kollu. Huwa dan li qed tajt int, hemm xi concerns oħra illi għandha issa tingħid mhux mill-aspett morali biss, imma anke mill-aspett tal-Knisja jekk hemm xi differenzi bil-mod li tanalizza dis-sitwazzjoni.
Le, il-concern tal-Knisja li wnisi l-Knisja favur ħafna x-xjenza, xi x-xjenza tatna ħafna, ġifieri. U anke l-Knisja tisħaq ħafna lil bniedem huwa kooperatur mal-ħolqien, mal-ħalliq. Ġifieri l-Knisja hija favur ħafna riċerka u l-iżvilupp. Basta tippreserva d-dinjità umana. L-ixxu partikolari li l-Knisja għandha ma' stem cells research hi jekk dawn l-stem cells ġejjin minn embrjoni. Jiġifieri jekk ħajkun hemm embrjoni li jinqatlu biex nipproduċi stem cells. U dawn jista' jkunu żewġ tipi ta' embrjoni. Jista' jkunu embrjoni surplus. Jiġifieri embrjoni li nħolqu minn trattamenti ta' IVF li baqgħu ifriżati u ħadd ma nafsa jiġri minnhom eċċetera u la darba din hemmhekk hemm qed jgħid ejja nużawhom għar-riċerka. Imma l-Knisja xorta huwa bniedem, xorta huwa Homo sapiens, xorta għandu l-istess dinjità ta' bniedem. Hemm min imur oltre minn hekk u jgħid li għandna noħolqu embryo speċifikament biex nużawhom għar-riċerka.
Għal parts.
Ekku. U ixxu marbuta magħha u inċentivi finanzjari jew coercion, eċetera, eċetera, marbuta ma' dil-ħaġa. Jiġifieri, pereżempju, mhux l-ewwel darba li kien hemm kumpaniji jew riċerkaturi, tiġini f'moħħi dak ir-riċerkatur Korean, li ma tantx uża metodi ħelwin ma' l-istaff tiegħu stess tfajliet biex juża l-lova tagħhom biex jiffertilizzhom ħajem ir-riċerka. Jiġifieri, imma this is not the core issue, jiġifieri jitlu ħafna issues marbutin magħha. L-Knisja l-pożizzjoni tagħha hi li ma jistax ikun hemm stem cells ottenuti minn embryos. Jiġifieri ma tistax toqtol embryo biex tieħu l-stem cells. Imma ma titlu issues minn fejn ġie l-embryo. Jekk hux surplus, jekk hux kienx hemm inċentivi minn nies jew coercion minn nies biex nieħdu l-ova biex nifertilizzawhom. Jiġifieri hemm issues anċillari.
Fader Reza Mitina, nir-ingrazzjak grazzi ħafna. Dan kien l-ewwel programm mill-serje Dilemma Etika. Dan kien ukoll l-ewwel programm minn tnej f'termini tal-diskussjoni li għamilna fuq din il-tema partikolari, ċoħe l-stem cell research u l-stem cell therapy. Il-ġimgħa dieħla nkomplu niżviluppaw din it-tematika flimkien ma' esperti u nies intisi fis-settur ħalli jkompli ikollna kemm jista' jkun stampa holistika.